Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Well, it's November. What happened to this year? What happened to this life? Oh, wow. 2021. Okay. This first hour, you know, is the mix of non-Chazonis. Second hour is an hour of Sal Zim and his work. I think you'll enjoy that particular hour. But let's get right to the music. Oh yes, this is Charlie Bernhout, and I'm at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Well, it's 2.5 years ago that Velvo Pasternak passed away. What a wonderful person, and just a joy, and a great, great fan of Jewish music, to say the least. About 60 years ago, a little more, he formed a choir, a Hasidic choir, one of the first. I guess, let's see, if it was 1950, that would be 70 years ago. Okay, no, about 60 years ago. And let's hear a particular selection that I enjoy from that album. This was Velvo's first attempt at recording, and the selection is MS. Pasternak, oh wow, it was terrific. I confess that I have been a little remiss in not playing enough of Country Yussie and the Stiebelhoppers. No, and this is really one of my favorite selections. So let's just hear the Nebuch of the Stiebel. Okay.
Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Stiebel. He'd never done a single thing to prove that he was strong. His real name was Moishe, but folks just called him Nebuch. But something always told me they were reading Moishe wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in Europe. I looked after Moishe, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Moishe: "Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew." But Moishe was a gentle soul, never one for fighting. He loved to sit and learn and shoo. He had a golden heart. But then one early morning, when he came into the Stiebel, he found 3 schutzen there inside, and they were tearing a place apart. Moishe's hands were trembling as he watched them from the shadows, tearing up the svarim and writing on the wall. Then he heard 6 million voices crying in the darkness. He recognized his daddy's voice high above them all. And it said, "Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew." Moishe walked into the shul and they all started laughing. Then one took a Torah and threw it halfway across the floor. When Moishe turned around, they said, "Hey, the Jewish coward's leaving." But they were sure surprised when Moishe stopped and locked the door. 2,000 years of silence were bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Moishe left the Stiebel, not a Shagetz was left standing. He said, "This one's for Daddy," as he watched the last one fall. Then I heard him say, "I promise you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. Won't run away when trouble starts to brew. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. So, Dad, I know your final words were true. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew." Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Stiebel.
Yes, sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. We certainly have learned that lesson, haven't we? Haven't we? Okay, we're going to be listening now to Srulik Hershtick. I'm pretty sure he's the son of Chaim Eliezer. And he's part of the Hershtick clan. This is something from about 20 years ago. And let's hear the first selection of Shrul Karshtik. This is Tzadik Katomer. Shrulik Hershtik. Okay, the next selection, will we have here? Sargulim.
Sargillim ve sargillim limon. לימוד מסכת רבויס ויובו בבויס דרבי נסן אוי אוי
Hey, Srulik, while I was listening to this, I was thinking it's so interesting. Over the years, I have played these young kids, particularly from Israel, who as youngsters, they were excellent, and they kind of disappeared. I often thought, listening to them when they first came out with their recordings when they were 12 and 13 years old, maybe 11, 10, expecting great things, but they never really progressed. We never really found, I can't think of any of the Wunderkinds from the 60s and the 70s where they became full-fledged cantors. Anyway, c'est la vie, so life goes. Okay, we're up to the Viserav.
קורא לפניך אסיר סבבינו כהיוי לו, אוי כהיוי לו וכקורבן
כהיוי לו וכקורבן
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, you heard the other voice was the father, Chaim Eliezer, duet with his son. Okay, next selection is Tanya.
Oh, what a Ashmelon. Al tihi birkas heria. Kalo beyne.
Yes, that was father and son. Okay, one more selection, Havein Yaker Li.
Ah!
Well, I hope you enjoyed Srulik. Yeah, and we'll be hearing now from Moshe Yes. From the, well, it's not the Megama duo, it's just Moshe Yes. And this is a sort of a spoof about bar mitzvahs, and it certainly is an area, a very sore point for me. I found that I just doesn't pay to go to the receptions for a bar mitzvah or a wedding. Go to the service, okay, but if you want to keep your hearing, the noise level is, and the decibel level is just too painful, just too painful. And I was at a football game the other day, a week or so ago, college, and the sound level was so piercing. I'm surprised people just don't rise up and scream and demand that the music be at a reasonable decibel level. Okay, enough of that. This is the greatest bar mitzvah in history. Moshe, yes.
It's the greatest bar mitzvah on earth. It's the greatest bar mitzvah in history. There's 10 marching bands at the door. And wait, yes, wait, there's more. There are 2,000 chopped liver swans with sparklers burning oh so pretty. So sell all your stocks and your bonds for the greatest bar mitzvah in history.
And the rabbi, yes, the rabbi saying,
Oy vey's mir.
I think that things are getting slightly out of hand here. Slightly out of hand here.
Slightly out of hand here.
Slightly out of hand.
Look, here comes the Goodyear blimp being followed by jets and a copter. They're bringing the VIPs and a squadron of Marines. It's the greatest bar mitzvah on earth. Yes, nothing's too good for my Sydney. Besides, I can show you what I'm worth. It's the greatest bar mitzvah in history.
And the rabbi, yes, the rabbi saying,
Oy vey is near.
I think that things are slightly out of hand here. Slightly out of hand here.
Slightly out of hand here.
Slightly out of hand.
Yes, sirree. It's the greatest bar mitzvah on earth. It's the greatest bar mitzvah in history. There's 2 million guests, maybe more. And all the yarmulkes you could ever want at the door. And here comes Air Force One. So there's only one other guest that's missing. Yes, he's looking down from above upon the greatest bar mitzvah in history.
Was? Was?
Was? Was? The greatest bar mitzvah in in history. Okay, Moshe, yes. Torah Tziva.
Yiddin-dun-dun-dai, yiddin-dun-dun-dai, yiddin-dun-dai, yi-yi-yi. Yiddin-dun-dai, 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 yi-yi-yi. Torah Tziva lanu, Moshe Ma'orosho, Kehilas Yaakov. Tayrat Tziva lanu, Moshe Ma'orosho, Kehilas Yaakov. Haranayayay, 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 yayayay. Haranayayay, haranayayay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tight and see the lanu, Moshe. Shema Orosho, Kehilas Yakoi, Kain Retziva Lanu, Moshema Orosho, Kehilas Yakoi.
Okay, Moshe Yes with Save the Jew coming up.
Lotzen bagel party for her pretty sweet 16. Chewing on a bubble gum, reading magazines, talking on a princess phone about designer jeans. She's never known a Shabbos or the Shabbos queen. Save the Jew, save the Jew, save the little spark of Yid inside of you. You know it comes to life if you allow it to. Save the Jew, save the Jew. Running after dollar bills each and every day, he's desperate to succeed in life, desperate to play. He's your next door Jewish neighbor in the good old USA, and he don't even know how we ended up this way. Save the Jew, save the Jew, save the little spark of Yid inside of you. You know it comes to life if you allow it to. Save the Jew, save the Jew. Looking in the mirror, I tell you what I see. Lots of lame excuses for Torah poverty. Lots of lame excuses for things not ever done. What are we gonna say to the Holy One? Save the Jew, save the Jew, save the little spark of Yid inside of you. You know it comes to life if you allow it to. Save the Jew, save the Jew, save the Jew, save the Jew, save the little spark of Yid inside of you. You know it comes to life if you allow it to. Save the Jew, save the Jew, save the Jew, save the Jew, save the little spark of Yid inside of you. You know it comes to life if you allow it to. Save the Jew, save the Jew, save the Jew, save the Jew, save the little spark of Yiddish inside of you. You know it comes to life if you allow it to. Save the Jew, save the Jew.
Yeah, save the Jew. Okay, this is Moshe. Yes, Shabbos on my mind.
If I seem a little distant with a twinkle in my eye, there's a very special reason you will find. Today is on a Tuesday, and the kids learn Olive Bays. And you know that I got Shabbos on my mind. Yes, I walk against the many as they're groping in the night. And I've tried to share the Torah in a rhyme. And the boys are now bar mitzvah, and Wednesday night is here. And you know that I got Shabbos on my mind. And Thursday sees a chuppah, and the weather is getting cold, and the Torah scroll is turning, and we are growing old. And the jokers and the scoffers, they're running out of time. And you know that I got Shabbos. Yeah, you know I got Shabbos on my mind. It's a Friday morning sunrise, no time to mess around. I'm the old man who dovin' right on time. And your prayers get more sincere as old friends pass away. And you know that I got Shabbos on my mind. And there is no deception, 'cause he knows just who you are. A hunger to be holy while feeling very far. And the jokers and the scoffers, they're running out of time. And you know that I got Shabbos. Yeah, you know I got Shabbos on my mind. It's a Friday evening sunset, no time to mess around. I'm the old man who dovin' right on time. And your prayers get more sincere when old friends pass away. And you know that I got Shabbos. Yeah, you know I got Shabbos. You know I got Shabbos on my mind.
Okay, Moshe, yes. It's Charlie Burnout, hoping you're enjoying this. We have time for, let's see, one more selection. This is The Rabbi's Sons, and this is Harachamon.
Yom shekula shavos unucho Harachamon Kuyan fileinu Yom shekula shavos unucho Harachamon Kuyan fileinu Yom shekula shavos unucho Harachamon Kuyan fileinu Yom shekula shavos unucho Shabbos Menucha. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha. Lecha Yelchaye Olamim. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha. Lecha Yelchaye Olamim. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha. Lecha Yelchaye Olamim. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha. Lecha Menucha, Shabbos Menucha, Yom Shekulo, Shabbos Menucha, Shabbos Menucha, Shabbos Menucha, Yom Shekulo, Shabbos Menucha,
Arachamon,
Yachileinu,
Yom Shekulo, Shabbos Menucha,
Arachamon, Yachileinu,
Yom Shekulo, Shabbos Menucha.
Well, that's the Rabbi's Sons, and this is Charlie Bernhout. Hoping you enjoyed this hour. I want to give you a heads up. You want to save November 14th. It's a Sunday. It's a commemoration for Danny Gildar. Cantor Benny Rogoczewski and I are planning something, and the details will be coming forth in a few days. If you're on my calendar list, you certainly will get the information there, and you'll get information on the show next Sunday for a special event that we've been putting together. It's hard to believe that it's a year already that Danny's passed away. Incredible. Just hard to believe. Anyway, I'm sure you'll want to join in. It's a special evening of Chazanis, and we're talking about a kumzitz with people speaking about or singing. It's going to be a very, very special event. Details to follow. Thanks for joining with me, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is the best form of advertising.